on Samachim Beis.
Poska
Kima. Poska Kima, Zakrashi. Poska Litzalah, Mazenis Mwatim. So they arranged that they're going to give her a little amount of food. So she's hired as a wet nurse, but she agreed to this minimal amount of food. So she has to supplement with her own food to make sure she has enough food to produce the proper amount of milk that the child should need. Okay.
So
she's coming along and she's doing this, trying to wean the child early to be able to say that she now can go get married, so she can't get married anyway. Okay, let's have a Mishalot. Fine. Koshes is Humlin, is haps. Chazis asabim shazer tavua, so that's grass, the grains before their stalks have produced the grain. That's called chazis. Kabusha is a kurtzis, a quince. Karup is rachagol bedekol. It's the fresh palm shoots which grow in the day tree. The new growth on the branches, so that's edible. Kufras tamor bekatnusim is young dates. Kampcha is kutach. It's that kutach dish. Baharson is dogim mitugonim bekemach. It's small fish which are fried in flour with seer and the fish juice. With the juice and the fat of the fish. So some of them, the problem is you shouldn't eat these things because we now paski chalba. Yesh with the worm halalu shapoiskim chalav ha'isha. Some of them would stop the milk totally. Yesh b'hem she'en mafsikin ala oichrin. Is that some of them don't stop the milk, but they're oichrin. They make it not as pure. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, moves to that there's different types of the people do the Maisa Tashmish in a proper form, it can affect the child which is born. The Mishamshi Berichayo, If they do the tashmish in the place where the mill is, havalu b'nei nichvi. So the child, which is the uber, has an illness called nichvi. Usually, it says epilepsy. The mishamshi al ara. If the mishamish on the ground, havalu b'nei shemuti. So their necks are long. The Dorcha al Rama the Chamra. If they step over this Rama the Chamra, which I'm not sure exactly what that is, so the gears on the side changes to the Dama the Chamra, which would be the Dam of a Chamor. So have a little bit of gardini. So they have children which their hair falls out. Dachla chardala. If she eats chardal, have a little bit of zalzalani. They have children which have good appetites. Dachla tachli. If they eat. Usually, the tachli is shechalayim, which is like a watercress. Havel hubenei dolfani. They have children which their eyes tear up a lot. Dachlo monini, they eat a type of a small fish. Havlu b'nei metzitzi eino, they have eyes. They have a lazy eye. The eye wanders around. Dachlo gargushta, if they eat a certain type of clay. Havlu b'nei mechurbi, the appearance of the children is ugly. The shasha shichru, if they drink beer, havlu b'nei uchmi, they have dark skin children. Dach l'bisra v'shasya chamra, if they eat meat and they drink wine, havlu b'nei barya, they have healthy children. Dach l'beya, if they eat eggs, havlu b'nei anani, they have large eyes. Dach l'kavri, if they eat regular fish, havlu b'nei chanani, they have children which are cute. Dach l'karpasa, if they eat, I guess it's karpas, havlu b'nei ziv soni, they have children which they have a shine to them. Dach l'kusparta, if they eat coriander, havlu b'nei
bis.
Havlu b'nei bisroni. They have large children with a lot of basar. Dachla esroiga, havlu b'nei richoni. If they eat esrog, they have children which have a nice smell to them. Okay. The Morris says a story that Barte de Shurmalka, the daughter of Shurmalka, the queen, she was the queen of Paras, Achla Ba'ima Esroiga. So the mother, when the mother was pregnant with her Esroiga a lot, when he'd want to bring in something nice to smell, they'd bring in the daughter. She had such a nice smell. Okay. So I guess the flow of the more, because the more talks about things eating which are positive and negative regards to nursing, so the more move to different things which affect the children while she's pregnant. You know, I'm wondering, just maybe the start off with Tashrish, maybe these are referring to B'shas. I still was referring to B'shas Tashrish. This one maybe is referring to B'shas that she's nursing. I'm not sure. Let's see Rashi. B'nei Nichvi, Sifter Meshamish, Be'erichayu, so they chose the blood of Shemis Abris Shom, Noifle Michali Shishmai Pishyun. They have an illness of that they're noifle, that they collapse. They have an epileptic fits. Shemuti Aruchet Saver. They have long necks. Humum, that's not considered a nice presentation. Girdoni Pirish Adam Shenimrit Saris Roshoy. So he has his hair fall out. Oybal Gorov. Gorov, he has a type of a growth on the skin. So Zoni Rav Sonim, they're very hungry. Tofani Eneim Zolfus Mayim Tomid. So their eyes, they're constantly tearing. Monini is Hurgal Lechol Dugim Ketanim. If they eat a small fish, Metitzi Eina Perchus V'Nos Tomid. Their eyes are constantly moving around. Ergash is Adoma Arzila Belaz. So I guess they're like, they would, it's much from a few places that they actually used to eat it. I don't know. They had Bisha Vashasha, Bisha Vashasha Chamra is B'nei Barya Brim, healthy children. In Noni, in Eim Gedolus, if they eat eggs. If they eat they eat fish, b'nei chananoni, chanani, balithain. People find them, there were certain, I guess the direct word is cute, yeah. They get away with a lot. Karpasa is afio, is karpas. Kuzbarta is oleander balaz. Fine. Okay, something more.
Coriander.
So the more Amar of Huna, and the Gibbon gives us Amar of Papa, which makes more sense. But alone Rav Huna Bar Chinano, he tested us with the following question. Here Maris Lahonik, who are Mashallah Lahonik. So the woman wants to nurse herself, and the husband wants that she should give the child over to somebody else to nurse, that she shouldn't nurse. So Sharmin law. So we accept her argument. She wins. Why? Because Sarah Didohu, it's her pain. She wants she has the milk and she wants to give it out. Who Omer Lahonik? He Omer Shlo Lahonik. He wants that she should do it, and she says she doesn't want to do it. So Ma, what's the halacha? Okay. So do you argue the following? Kolhecha de lav urcha shemin law. If she comes from a family which in general they give over the child to somebody else to nurse, so he married her under those conditions that she's not going to be the nursing herself. That's what her family does. That they were of a station enough that they would be able to give over to a shifra. But the question is the following. He orcha, who love orcha. So in her family, actually, the minute was to give over, was not to give the child away, but to nurse herself. He comes from a family where in his family, the women of his family would not nurse themselves. They would give the child to somebody else to nurse. So now he's arguing that she should nurse, and she's arguing that she doesn't want to nurse, which is like what his family does. So do we go with what's normal from his family? She married into the family expecting not to have to nurse. So that's a good sign up. Or is he married her understanding that she's going to nurse like most women from her family do? Okay? So this is the question that he asked us. So we answered him. He was testing to see if we can come up with an answer. From the following, it's actually a Mishnah, I think. No surprise. It says, "Oyla imoy." Very read this imoy. Now, when a woman goes into marriage, so whatever is considered normal from his family. So she's elevated to that station, that status. His family, she goes up with him. So if it's his family, this is not the derech to do it. She has a right to make such an argument. Very reticent, but it doesn't. If the opposite is true, she's coming in. There's something expectation of how they live in her family is a higher standard. So he cannot argue that she has to go down to his level. He married her, understanding that that's what's normal for her, and he has to provide that. So she would, in this situation, the derech of his family was to provide a nurse for the child. So he has to do that. So Amar Rav Huna Maikra, what's the pasuk which supports that idea? It says Vehi Bulas Baal. So we use the lashon Bulas Baal. Vidarshin Baal Yosher Shabal will be Ridasa Shabal. She's the lashon of Bula, of lashon of using Darshin lashon of Aliyah going up. It goes up, it doesn't go down. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mehacha Ki Hi Ha'yis Aim Kol Choy. The Chaim Nitna below the Tzar Nitna. When the Bershom gave Chava to Adam, so he gave her to be the Aim Kol Chai, so which the Pashup Shat means that she's the mother of all life, which she will be. When he's giving it, but it's also saying that he has to give her in a way which is Chai, which is an easier type of a life, and then the for Tzar. Okay. So she has the cholav and she wants to nurse. The family that she came from was of the station that they would give the child away to somebody else to nurse. Okay. So Rashi Chitzel or Shifcha. She brings in one Shifcha, so she gives away a certain amount of malachas. Now, before she brings any Shifchas, she does seven things. She brings in a Shifcha, so why shouldn't the Shifcha do all seven things? I mean, if she could do seven things, the Shifcha could also do seven things. No, Shifcha does three. So why does the Shifcha have to, why can't she argue, let the Shifcha do all seven? Hashara Avda, what she brings in a Shifcha, so sounds like the other ones that she still has to do. But why does she shave? But Tamale, let her tell the husband, Ailislach Itza Becharikoi, I brought a woman in to replace me. So let her do all of the work. Okay. Mishum da Omer law. So the man says back to the wife, Ha Tarcha Lididi. Well, the didah, kama didah, man torah. If you would have her doing all of the work, which you would normally do, so you would be producing, she would be taking care of all my needs, and then she's taking care of her own needs, so she has a certain amount of her own needs. Then I have nobody to serve you. And part of the mile of bringing a shift, because I want to have somebody to serve, take care of you and your needs. So if she's too busy doing all those other things, she won't be there to serve you for your needs. Kamizok man Torah. Fine. Okay. Then it says, Shtayim enema fellas venema nika. Hoshara Abdul, she's still doing work. There's some work she's still doing. But Tamale, let her argue like this. Ailis lich itza achriti. Let's bring in another. I brought a second woman in. The Tarkal of the Didi was the Dido. The Chazal of the Dido was the Dido. So your argument was with the first woman that you had me doing all seven things. I gave you a woman, she does some of them, and she's taking care of you and herself. You said the argument was I need someone to take care of me, so I have a second woman to take care of me, so I shouldn't have to do anything. Okay? Yeah, but what about when we have guests? Okay, so the Orchi is the guest, and the Parchi are the people who literally fly through. But you know, they have like the longer guests and the shorter guests. What's going to be with them? Okay, Sakrashi, Becharikoi, Bimkai, me in my place. So that's the one Girsa. Valinira, Rashi the Gears is not Karikoi, but Rashi the Chidki, which is a Karen, which is a farmer. Rashi the Pekidas Mokam Bifkoim Yupagomi. When my place is missing, like when I'm missing something, you put something in that place. Like Bakay Mokam David. So that which the spot that I'm lacking in the crack, that works. Archi is Archim Amishtaim Shabbos Chodesh. That guest would stay for a week or a month. Parakhi is Ibram Ladarkam. They just fly through. Pishim Mokam Shiesh B'nei Bayis Rabim Noigim Hisarech Ovrei Derech. The more shwachas you have, the more guests you end up having. Okay. So that's all this here. You listen to the next question.